It's a unique site in East Africa, a university comprised entirely of women students. In a country where only about 12% of students pursuing math and science majors in 2007 were women, many see Kiriri Women's University of Science and Technology as a way of getting more women into a world traditionally run by men. Njeri Jikonyo is the university's deputy vice chancellor.
We even give them special seminars on how women can manage in the workplace, how women can excel in the workplace, and all the barriers they have to go through to overcome that. So when they graduate, they end up being very special, and in that way, they make a name for themselves in the market.
Educators say in mixed university settings, women students commonly feel intimidated by their male counterparts and tend to be quiet in class. But in an all-female setting, women are forced to develop leadership roles, says business and marketing lecturer Judith Muriuki.
There has to be people who come out to give their views, express themselves. In other situations where the two groups of people are mixed together, the ladies will tend to shy off and not really come out. They'll leave all the answering, all the participation to the men.
Student Nancy Nekesa Wamacho says she is inspired by her fellow students.
If we go to schools where there are men, like mostly in sciences and other things, men tend to perform much better than us. So that one makes us think we cannot perform. But when you're here and you see a girl performing, then you're pushed to say, she's doing it. It means I can also do that.
The intimidation many women students feel stretches back to childhood. In traditional Kenyan communities, young girls are taught to perform household chores and become wives and mothers at an early age. Given a choice, financially strapped families typically send their boys, rather than girls, to school. But educators say girls' and women's access to education is improving in Kenya, with the government's 2030 economic plan and the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. Last year, in fact, girls made up 45% of Kenya's secondary school enrollment. Still, says Deputy Vice Chancellor Jikonyo, there is yet a long way to go, especially in the working world.
A lot of the organizations are male-dominated in the management level. There really does seem to be a glass ceiling for women at some point.
A ceiling Kiriri Women's University of Science and Technology aims to shatter. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.